navigate the journey to becoming a great lawyer with expert guidance on topics that range from trial skills to corner office management. Here you will learn how to tap into your potential for legal greatness. I'm Andrew Smiley, and this is The Mentor, ESQ.
It's great to have everybody back for part five. Thank you so much for joining me. Looking forward. You should be getting excited. We're getting closer to trial. We are at the gear up for trial phase. And as usual, I have enclosed materials that I hope will be helpful to you. I'll sort of shout them out as I go through it, but I will not screen share my materials because time goes so fast that I want to use it all to chat with you and not look at documents. But I've enclosed materials from that I'll be referencing, and you're free to use them as you would like. I've tried to redact all the personal information out there. If I miss something, obviously, please do not disclose it, but I hopefully did not miss anything. Many of you are asking questions about catching episodes or parts 1 through 4. And the reason I said episodes is because some of you are listening to this through my podcast, The Mentor ESQ, while others are attending it through the Academy's live CLE webinar. So you can catch parts 1 through 4 at the mentoresq.com website. We just relaunched it actually this week. It's really easy to find all the episodes from this series, as well as others I've done with the New York State Academy of Trial Lawyers. That will give you free CLE credit. You can listen to it as an audio. You can go to the website and watch a video if you like the visual, and then you can submit forms that are right there through a link and get your credits, either 1 credit or 1.5, depending on what's there. So you can check it all out. If you need materials, you can email the Academy. You could also email me. My email information is on my backdrop here as well, and I will get the materials to you from the different episodes and parts of the CLE. So let's get to it. And again, I would like to preface this CLE, as I do all of them, that there's no way I can cover in an hour everything that goes into, you know, gearing up for trial, pretrial disclosures, and all of that. So I try and touch on what I think is really important. Again, this whole series is my playbook, how I approach things. And if you just take one or two things from this CLE, this hour or hour and a half, if you stay on for the Q&A, which I hope you do, then it's worth it, right? You pick up something new. I'm hearing from a lot of attorneys, some thanking me for learning new information, others who have been doing this as long as I have, sometimes longer, saying, thanks for reaffirming that what I'm doing is right, or still picking up new tricks. We're always learning as lawyers. I'm certainly learning every day. And I would also like to ask everyone to contribute. This is interactive. I don't know everything by any means. I know what I know and I know what I don't know. So I share what I do know. If you know more or you can contribute in a topic that I'll be covering throughout this CLE, drop it in the Q&A chat. Put in whatever suggestions you have. We like to use that as sort of a forum to not only post questions, but to give suggestions and commentary. So please feel free to use that. We get a lot of interaction that way. So